it's spring and the farmer's market is just about to take off in Baltimore. And right now we're speaking with Tracy Baskerville about the event that's happening on Sunday. Thank you so much, Tracy, for taking time to speak with me today. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me.
That's great. Tracy, how are you all preparing for Baltimore Farmer's Market and Bazaar's 36th seasonal opening?
We are kicking off the market with a great day of fun. So not only will the farmers be there and the crafters, but we're doing a cooking demonstration with our chef, Charlotte Galley. And then also we'll have music from R&B and blues singer Brooke Long. We'll have master gardeners. Especially this is a great time for just gardens to get underway. So we'll have master gardeners. We'll be giving tips on what to do. So there will be a lot of excitement going on for the kickoff of the farmer's market.
New this year is that the Urban Farms, Big City Farms, and 5C Farms, as well as Farm Alliance of Baltimore City, will be at this year's farmer's market.
Yes, we've been making it an effort, especially with the mayor's office and Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake initiative, Homegrown Baltimore, about growing local, buying local, and eating local to get urban farmers. We are a producers-only market, so we make sure all the farmers are producing what they're selling. Most of the farmers are right within the Baltimore, Maryland area, including Pennsylvania as well. So now we've just made an effort to really reach out to the city farmers. And I think sometimes you forget that there are farmers in Baltimore City.
Yeah, and can you explain that to our audience a little bit about how these farmers, I mean, if you are aware of it, how they go about producing crops for this market every year?
They are just farmers just like your farmers you might see in the county. I don't know why you just naturally assume that you can't have farmers in the city, but you can. And I think they're a great testament to that sort of change in thought and that it is here. And right here in Baltimore, farmers are here in the city.
It's great. And so is it like the typical type of farmer's market then where you can find everything from organic foods to soups and turkey and lamb burgers? What's going to be there?
It is. It's definitely a mix. So not only are you buying fresh fruits and vegetables that you can then take home and make, but the great thing about our farmers market and bazaar is that it is a community festival. So as you're walking around, we have food vendors who are they're cooking breakfast, they're making coffee, they're making fresh donuts right there, or kettle corn that you can, while you're shopping, that you can have breakfast, you can shop, you can take a leisurely stroll around the market and enjoy what it has there. So it's not just a shopping experience, it's just a great event experience. And with the crafters, you're shopping for art on top of getting ready for food for
nice.
Your week's meal plan.
Nice. And so what do you look forward to during the spring when this is just about to open?
I look forward to getting fresh food and getting back to cooking for the season. And that's what I think that's a lot of people do, that this is your chance to come out and buy your ingredients for the season. And one thing I do want to mention, that even though the market is kicking off in April, that and because we are producers only, that not all of the farmers are right here on the day of when we kick off. So as we get closer to full season and when things are coming into season, more of the farmers will be there too. So the market will expand over the next couple months as more and more farmers start to come in, as their crops start to come in more. Many of the farmers now have things that they might have grown in greenhouses, but now as the weather's getting warmer, crops are starting to sort of come to fruition.
Awesome. And are there any other pieces of advice that you'd give for those who are looking for good fruits or vegetables to bring to their homes this year?
As far as advice, you just have to come. I mean, and if you haven't been there, and of course, I can't imagine that you haven't, but I've run into people. It's just really a great experience. So I think it's just beyond not only the shopping for the foods, and it's just a great experience to come out to this event on a Sunday morning. I always tell people you will run into people you hadn't seen, family members, friends you've known in the past. It's just that type of good feeling of an event where people are just walking around and Sunday's in a good mood. And the great thing about the farmers market is that it's located under the Jones Falls Expressway. So we usually go on rain or shine. So the weather can hold you back from coming to the market.
Well, thank you so much, Tracy, for taking the time to speak with me today. I really appreciate it. And it sounds like it's going to be a terrific event.
Thank you.